Hold on. Autumn?
Yeah.
I just need a thumbs up when you're ready.
Can you hear us?
All right.
Because I figured you'd be here already when I got here. I was like, I was first one here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Two and a Half Bros. I am your favorite host, Lawrence, a.k.a. Mr. Hit it with the wee wee. And we gonna start this bitch ass nigga that was late today. How dare this nigga talk about Rolando and his shit, and he got the nerve to be flying in here at this time? How
first
dare
off,
you,
let's be clear. I live in North fucking nigga. You niggas live in this goddamn.
We
area.
Let you pick shit. The time, nigga. You still late.
And I told you, dumbass, I still had to get out of work to get here. So
nah, I appreciate you coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
definitely.
But if appreciate you gonna make
my car
the time,
being fucked up right now.
Oh, here we go. Excuses. And then we got emotions taking it over. Soul Glow. Y'all know him as the Escort Killer, a.k.a. Rolando, a.k.a. Mr. Nasty. What's up with you, boy?
I'm chilling. What's up?
How you been, man?
I'm good. Chilling.
Anything new lately going on, man? You been getting out?
Not really. Just like chilling at the crib or like go out to work, and that's about it. Like, I haven't really gone out in like a while. So
you ain't go out in a while. Most count, nigga. So if you with the most, that count.
But no, I'm talking about like in general, like go out, like go out to an event somewhere like that. Like, I haven't done that. I would say like since my birthday, like in December.
Yeah,
yeah, that was like the last time I really like went out somewhere. That's about it.
Where you went for your birthday again?
I did Kwanzaa Crawl.
How was that?
It was pretty good. I would say I wouldn't do it again, though. I wouldn't do it again.
You did it in a city or you?
No, I did it here in Brooklyn. So it's like what Kwanzaa Crawl is, like kind of like a bar crawl, but it's like you go to all black owned bars. So they're like, you buy a ticket and they show you all the bars that they have on the list. So you pick the first bar, and then
so
you,
it's basically bar hot, man. Right?
Yeah, but you be like with a group of people. You could do it with your family and friends, but you be with a group of people that you don't even know, like a couple
so
of strangers.
Whoever buys that tour,
yeah. Like so they
stuff like that.
Yeah, so like the first bar you pick, you be with that team. Like you go to a building and you meet up with the team, meet up with them, and like they had like I guess two leaders. So I went to like two bars that I never even heard of, nor even ever went to. So they were both dope, and like they picked the second and third bar, and then the fourth bar is four bars in total. The fourth bar you could pick whatever bar you want to go to. Like you go to a different bar, you go to the same bar that your team going to. But other than that, it was real dope. And yes, I got fucked up. Like, really got fucked up. And had to work the next. I don't know how I was able to go to work the next day, but.
You ever had that?
What, got fucked up? Had to go to, yeah.
Nigga, I died and went to work the next day.
Yo,
that was the night we went out for hookah, because the next.
Oh,
we
yeah, out, you got. No,
nigga, then
you
it was
died. You,
at, but she was doing it at Love Story.
Yo,
and
you
we took
died,
a from
son.
The city.
Matt, you had to be there, son. Man. So,
first of
so
all,
this nigga
if, bust his ass.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not only that.
On nothing. This
it's
nigga tripped on
yeah.
nothing.
So,
bro.
He this one invited me out. We went to a hookah bar in Lower East Side.
Yeah, that Janelle put us on too.
So yeah, so
they had like it was like they had like little games there. And yeah, shit to the music.
So he was with this girl that works at my job. That's how I met her. So we was there. We was smoking hookah. When I got there, they was eating, and one of the male waitresses.
Yo, that nigga. Yo, he
gave
was
us
a
mad
nigga.
Long Island iced tea. I kid you not.
So, me and Shorty got there first before him. So he was like, he gonna meet us there because he not gonna get there in time. So I was like, all right, we gonna go get the table, whatever. We got the table. We got there just in time for like happy hour. So the nigga was like, don't worry about it. I got y'all. It's a black waiter. He's like, I'm gonna charge you happy hour. Cool, we chilling. So we getting the happy hour drinks. My dumb ass not paying attention because I'm talking to her. You know, niggas is vibing now. We waiting for this nigga to get him talking to him like where he at. I drink the drink. She drink her drink. we turn around, we vibing to the point where we look. I'm like, y'all thought I drank my drink already. Why this shit here filled up? I'm thinking I'm bugging. I'm bugging the fuck out. Like, yo, all right, cool. Drink the drink again. After, like, what was it? Three? There was two, because I think we got through our second one. And then
I think I drank about three.
And then like you had gave me one of yours because he didn't want to. After a while, yo, and this is crazy. The point that I was sober, I didn't understand this, but then when I was fucked up, I understood what the fuck he was doing. Because it was like, yo.
We had to.
Why does shit keep, why is this shit here full? Like, I know I drank this shit. And then I'm looking, after I'm fucked up already, and I see this nigga picking it up and putting another one in. I'm like, no, nigga, no. Like,
I'm like, yo, I think I must have drank like three.
What was that, Long Island?
Yeah, it was fucking Long Island. I must have drank like three or four of those. And I remember when we left.
Yeah, I had to be to work dead ass at fucking. I had to walk. It was like 9:45 or something like that in the morning. And I worked all the way on 42nd Street, bro. Yeah.
So afterwards, we had to walk Shorty to the train station.
Yeah, we walked into the train station. I dropped her off because she lived in West Bubblefuck, Bronx. So I was like, all right, let me make sure you get on the train good.
And I remember you told me she don't remember. Like,
nah, she remember the night.
No, you, well, yeah, but
I don't remember getting.
You didn't remember shit.
I don't remember getting in the Uber. Yeah. So, like I said, it was Tati's little party. Right. She was having that love story. So we was like, fuck it, we gonna pull up after. So I dropped off at the train station. Rolando ordered the Uber. I don't remember getting in.
So
the
this nigga
Uber.
Passed out, right? I remember
when I woke back up, nigga. I remember is waking up in Brooklyn and I was like, fuck, here it come.
Y'all niggas drink a lot.
This is not even the worst part. I threw up on myself. And it's only because of the nigga's seat. So when I came back too, I threw up on the nigga's seat and it just all on me. So the nigga, Rolando was a fucked up nigga. So now the nigga pull over.
So he
this is an Uber.
We
charge
Uber.
You extra for that shit, don't you? It's on his car.
Yeah.
We pulled up
Rolando
in front.
Rolando gave him bread. Yeah. Like Rolando.
I had to go to the corner store.
Rolando left me with this nigga. If that nigga would have drove.
You was out the car. You was leaning on the tree. I had to go inside the corner store to buy like two or three big bottles of water. And pour that shit on you to get that shit off.
Water on me, bro.
So then I've never been so abused
and taken care of in the same night.
So I even had to, and I had to like pour in the Uber because like you have like mad ramen on the bottle.
Yeah, so Rolando was cleaning this shit. So he calls Tati like, yo, this nigga's done. He threw up. So we wasn't so far from where they was at.
Yeah,
so. I blacked out again while this nigga's cleaning the Uber.
Yeah.
So Tati, I come to again. Tati, she pulled up on us now. She was with somebody else. This nigga smoking a weed. He like, yo, you want some? I'm like, nigga, I don't want no weed. I'm fucked up. Tati was like, he not even in no condition for that.
Yeah, Lord was fucked up. Yo, so we had to walk. We had to walk
his ass. This is how I know I was fucked up. Because I got throw up on me one. Two, I don't even know how the fuck I walked to Love Story, nigga.
We walked, like, I think we was like, we was holding, me and Tati was holding you up. That's kind of like how the situation for Walker's birthday when, like, me and Janelle had to help Yali to the train center because he was fucked up. And that was, like, years ago.
I don't even remember. Yo, all I remember is getting there, seeing everybody, and then, Angie,
no.
Her friend, what was Tati's friend's name?
Angela.
Yeah, Angela was.
You
there.
Were sitting outside. Yo, because
she,
I went.
They had sat me on a chair outside.
So yeah,
so they started pouring bottles of water and shit on me. Yo, so she's lit. I guess it was nasty throw up in my bed. So,
yeah, that was.
So she's cleaning it, but she's grabbing my shit and really tugging it. I'm like, yo. That shit hurt.
That was her and Yari too, cause she was there. Cause I went outside.
But I appreciate that they looked out for it.
Cause when I went outside, it was Will. But when I went outside, I know like Will and Romeo was inside too. So I went inside and I told her what was going on.
Yeah.
So then I didn't really have enough. I didn't really have enough bread in my account. So I think I I think somebody called another Uber for you to go home because you was fucked up.
Yeah, I couldn't even. So I don't even remember. I don't even understand how I made it. Oh yeah, because the first Uber driver canceled. That nigga seen me. Like,
right.
Yo, them niggas. Yo, Uber drivers, they really. Oh yeah, then the second
Uber came and
that first
Uber and saw you. And then he was like, "Nah, I don't mess with throw up." So so Tati got tight. Tati got tight. I'm like, "Yo, you don't mess with throw up."
You gotta respect it though, cause after they tried to clean me up, I was like, "I'm going home."
How far was you from the crib?
We was where Janelle lived. We was at Love Story. That's Bush. That's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we were like where Janelle used to live.
30 minutes. Yeah.
So
the L train is over there.
Yeah, so when you got in the Uber, I think I stayed for a bit. So I was telling them what happened and all that shit. So
the first Uber driver said, "Nah, I can't do it." Yeah, nigga exactly. Came out the car, was like, "Nah." He was like, "Yo, if I smell that, I'ma throw up."
Yeah, I remember he said that shit. And what's crazy, I had sunglasses on. I literally lost my Ray-Bans. I had Ray-Bans. In there, so I left that shit. I was like, I was tight.
Nigga, Rolando was just walking, tripped on nothing, scraped himself.
Oh yeah, I was like, it was them damn Long Island. So it definitely was them Long Island. So I was just like, and there was nothing. There was like, I didn't step on anything. All I did was just like, I don't know, gravity must have hit me or some shit like that. Cause I fell like face first and I scraped my knee.
Hold on. What's going on with you over here? What's up with you?
One, my car, nigga. I just told you about my fucking car.
Besides the car.
What you talking about? Oh, wondering who else I'm talking to? Why are you nosy?
Listen, we on the podcast, man.
Yeah, nigga, I'm worried about my car. I just told you about my car.
Would you like to elaborate with the team?
My car?
Shout out to Gina.
Oh, Lord.
She let my man live another week.
Fuck you.
Just know you a representation of me.
What? Dude, what?
You a representation. No,
I don't
want just a nigga to trip and knock out his two front teeth so bad.
Nah.
It was good with you, though. You learned your lesson yet?
Yes, I have. So...
You know what you never told us about? You never told us about your first date with her.
I spoke to him about it.
You spoke to you about it.
Oh, okay.
We know about you and your first dates, legends and shit.
Yeah, get those good old legend wings ready, boy.
Get that soda and bros drink ready.
You should
be ashamed of you
and you took.
Just so happens to be.
No, you should be ashamed.
And that time you. And wait, the time we was at that. Jack Dempsey for the first time.
We're not gonna
you took her to Jack Dempsey for your first date?
No, that time we had to do
SummerSlam at Jack Dempsey because
never again.
Nigga, tell me about your first date.
All right, so there was like maybe like 2-3 weeks after we met. Her birthday's in July, so we went out after her birthday. So I have found some soulful spot in Brooklyn on Instagram. So
all the spots, bro. He knows where all the spots are.
I don't know where all the spots are. I just looked
through
it.
You know where all the spots are, but this motherfucker's taking bitches to legends and shit.
How?
Hey, I got, yo, you got.
If it's a pay-per-view, I'm inviting you.
But when it's not a pay-per-view, you got to...
You act like I'm pulling up the legends on a regular day. Like, yo, let me get the 25-wing special with the Jabba Juice. Like, no, nigga.
But when you're not taking a joint, you took legends, you got
to... I go out other places. Do you think it's just legends? No.
You got to spend... That's what I be doing. I be on Instagram. I, like, find some, like, dope restaurants. Like, I be saving them. I'm like, all right, I'm going to, like, go to this spot. So, anyway...
Hold on, before you say your first, all right, get to the first date, right. I got a question.
All right, so went to this spot, it's called Brooklyn Besso. So it's like a real cool spot. They have like a swing, like you could probably be on, like girls take pictures. They have like a back area.
Did you take a picture on a swing?
Hell no. So they have like a small bar. And they have a back area, like, you could basically, like, I guess, throw a little, like, party or something like that. So, it's real, real, like, cool. And they have a nice bar. So, we went in there. and we got like happy hour, and they have hookah there too. I think we went on a no, cause shorty like it's kind of like Janelle when it comes to hookah for real. She like a hookah like extraordinaire for real. So
damn, she got all types of
suits, yeah. So she definitely like Janelle when it comes to hookah. So luckily, so they hooked us with the hookah, and like they have like bomb ass drinks. So they have like a inflatable flamingo, and they had like put a drink as it looked like a damn coaster, like a.
So that's what you got? You got the
no, the shorty got that. No, got? Shorty got that. So. Yeah, I was like, yo,
shit that he remembers as well. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I had
of
ordered
course,
some.
Nigga, it's hot.
Yeah.
Flamingo coaster. What the fuck does that got to do with it?
I don't know. So.
Down to a T.
You're giving us the full descriptive of this.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm going to say this to you. So
how was the conversation? Like,
no, the conversation was really dope. So we was talking, and then, like, then we went to the bar that was right there. So we end up taking shots. And then we end up going to we went to Bushwick. I took her to El Mecca, the hookah spot.
So you went to another fucking hookah spot?
Nah, this nigga's famous spot is El Mecca. This nigga will El Mecca so and Moe's you to death.
First of all, I didn't know the restaurant even had hookah.
Bro, you went to two hookah spots in one night?
Yes.
Nigga, you have a problem.
First of all, I didn't know the restaurant even had hookah. I just found it.
Eat. Y'all just drink and smoke hookah.
No, we ate that.
Wait, hold on. Did you smoke hookah at both spots?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, wow, you got it.
We definitely ate at the restaurant, so they have some good food.
Why would you even go to the second spot?
He fucking rides from Big Bang Theory. You know, like he has to have hookah and drinks in order to be able to be interesting.
That's like this one too. Like,
no
you definitely gotta have to have hookah.
No,
like we're going somewhere.
I'd rather smoke weed, nigga. Fuck that. I got weed on me right
so
now.
Your first date consisted on two hookah spots.
All right, so yeah, we went there.
Restaurant and mad happy hour drinks.
Pretty much that.
Do you even remember the conversation?
Yes, we talked about like she wants to, you know, get married, have kids, get a house, like she was on that type. She was definitely on that type of time.
You know, we've never spoke about if that's things that you actually want. You want kids?
Yeah, we did.
I'm new to the show.
Watch the motherfucking show, then you
I
want it.
Don't
you
want
need
kids.
To yes. know.
I've never heard him ever yes, say he wants
I
kids.
I definitely don't want kids. So she was on that type of time. So
you think that was a deal breaker for her too? Have you ever asked her that? Cause some women, they no go with that. I've dealt with women that
no,
like,
I never act.
Don't go with what?
That, if you don't want no more kids, it's done.
He don't got no goddamn kids.
You not, nigga. You not listening. He said she wanted kids. He didn't want kids.
Why you don't want no kids?
I just don't see myself like being a dad at all. I really don't. I like.
So that's a deal breaker.
You got to get to the bottom of that. Like why?
I don't know. It's just not. I don't think it's in me to like.
So, in all honesty, bro, you got to figure out. This is what I mean by like have a plan with certain shit. Mm. What exactly do you want?
Nigga say you got to figure out Rolando.
You
got to
figure out what you like. Who? What makes you happy besides hookah and drinking? like, what makes you happy? Like, what is it gonna be like? The completeness. If you are looking for a partner, mm-hmm. what do you want that partner to entail into your life to make you feel whole? Like, what do you want to build to with her?
First of all, what you bring into the table?
That
for
too.
Her?
You that's nigga. You in New York?
Dead ass. Be bacon, egg, and cheese, Timberlands. What you got?
Nigga, you gotta have something to bring to the table besides hookah.
Money.
Double
hookahs and soul food.
I mean, like, you got to really figure that out, my nigga. Like, really.
And it's not even, when I say what can you bring to the table, it's not like money or nothing like that. Like, what kind of connection can you give her? A vibe can you give her? Like, you don't even know what
you
want yourself.
Be a partner.
Yeah.
How?
You don't know that. You could say yeah because you just want the
you want the relationship.
You just want a relationship.
Trust me, don't rush. None
of
that. Take your time, bro. Nigga, we pulling our hair out over here. I'm bald, nigga.
You gotta really figure, bro. Like I'm like yo. even after the marriage, I had to sit there and think like, yo, if I was the evil, because I ain't gonna hold you, it was slow for a lot of shit. I wasn't even thinking about ever getting back into a relationship. You know how many homegirls are like, nah, I don't give up on it, you a good, and I'm like, nigga, fuck that. I'm good on all of that. I don't want that. I ain't trusting shit, da 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 da. And again, I was outside for a little bit, so I was like,
yeah,
I was dibbling and dabbling, but then it's like when you find that one person that you were like, all right, you have a connection with, and y'all have these conversations. Like, yo, crazy thing is, me and Gina first date wasn't really like us going out nowhere. We sat in the car and we spoke, we talked all night, bro. We broke daylight, my nigga. Like, and it's crazy. And it was just like figuring out things that made us compatible, things that we wanted moving forward, things that we saw in each other's, things that like we like, things that made us grow from our experiences.
See, they those basically the opening up to that. Each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then like even then, I already kind of had a feeling like, because I started opening up my mind, like, yo, maybe I could get into another relationship, but it's gonna be real hard for me. Yeah. Like, you know, feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Marriage is still kind of like iffy with me because of what I went through. So, but in the mindset that I had, I already had a plan. Why? Because I went through what I went through in my past, not just my ex-wife, but past relationships. I have friends, I have brothers, I have homegirls, I have sisters. Like, I learned, like, this is what the show is for. It's so you can literally get insight of what you want and what you don't want. Things you can put up with and shit that is non-negotiable. You gotta really figure that shit out, bro. Like, that's what first dates are for. Don't do what this nigga do. He just get the liquor up and coming to the crib.
Dick him down and shit.
I got dishes and shit. You know, I'm just like, we can go to the Chinese restaurant. You know,
but that was right at Court Street.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like, even eat fried rice
nigga,
like
I'm
that.
I'm playing. Relax.
And I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying is, exactly. Like,
listen here, yummy
Lord
taco.
Lord mindset is like, yo, he's just with whatever.
No, yeah. My mindset. All right, so honestly speaking, it's not like I don't want to settle down. I said this before.
I never said you that. You and Wilkins got the same complex. Y'all really don't. It's like y'all think y'all want to settle down, and then when y'all get in the spot with that shit, y'all make these bitches feel like y'all want to settle down.
Nah. Let me ask you a question. Nah. Would you want to, if you like, let's say you get a relationship right now with anybody, would you commit?
Nigga, if I'm getting into a relationship with her, why not, bro? If I get into a relationship with her, that means I see something in her that I don't see in any women, anybody else out there, because I chose her. So the fact that I'm choosing her over anybody else, then yeah, of course, nigga. If that's the case, I can stay single and just do whatever the fuck I want. Like, it's no point. Like, and this is what I say. I don't want to waste nobody's time. So it's like, anything I got into, it didn't fail just because, you know, I wasn't that partner. It's other shit that played into part. Like, I'm not going to step out on somebody if I'm talking to them, especially if I know I want to build and establish something. But at the same token, it's not just that, too. You still got other parts that play into it, the physical aspect. Can you be there for them mentally? When they going through something, do you know how to deal with that? When she in her depressive mood, can you help her get out of that? No. Or just be there supportive, nigga?
That takes energy.
And so it's like, when she's angry, but she's taking that out on you, but it's not about you. Boy, how exactly. Can you settle?
You gotta deal with, you gotta understand, being in a relationship, you gotta be comfortable with being a fucking punching bag. Cause nigga, that's what you gonna be.
I don't
be.
Know about all that. Nigga, this is the married man.
You gotta understand, Lord don't pay attention to his relationships. He don't care.
Nigga, like, that's a lot.
Bro, we've had conversations that you literally said,
but
it is what it is.
The conversations that we had, is you even agree with me. You, if you was in the same situation, you wouldn't have neither. And it wasn't like I wasn't trying to. It was like, yo, I'd rather make shit work. Because at the end of the day, you don't never want to go down that road where shit don't work out.
Yeah, that should suck.
Especially when you're building something with somebody.
Word.
But and then it's like you run into the bumpy road and you try to communicate that and it goes nowhere. What do you want? I'm not going insane.
Bro, because I ain't going to hold you. The shit that you did, I did it. But I did it for my own, like, all right. Remember we talked about the red flags and post, like, you know, past trauma and shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It dawned on me around that time, like for Valentine's Day, like probably like a week or so. Bro, I was like, yo, I gotta get myself together before I spaz the fuck out. And I just like, yo, I had to, yo, I went and got my, I was like, yo, I just didn't talk to nobody. Including her. But like, and
you told her that though?
What, did I tell her what?
You was going to fall back a little bit?
Nah, me and her had it was weird, bro. It's just like, she did something that just like, yo, I was just like, yo, for real? And I'm like, all right, cool. Yo.
Like, I'm really just sure, like
my anxiety get bad. Like, I don't want to press the issue or force the issue.
Yeah.
Because then it can go left. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just, yo, I'm cool. I'm just, let me focus on, like, working, doing what I got to do.
Just motivate yourself. Like, you know,
exactly.
It's like preoccupying your mind. So exactly. Come out of sight, out of mind. But mm-hmm. I was going fucking nuts. Because.
It's in the back of your head.
Yeah, not even just. Bro, she's a part of my day. That's real fact. Shit. Like
when you got a certain routine, that's another thing. When you build a certain rapport with somebody you talking to, it falls into a routine category. Mm-hmm. So it could be something specific, like just being on the phone with that person at a certain time every day.
That little bit of that shit change, you start thinking of weirdest
shit. Or it could be the opposite of it.
Yeah.
One day you don't call that person. They could be like, yo, what's up? You moving different? Or you could be busy for like a few days at work. Or you call them maybe 20 minutes later, you're supposed to, yo, what's up? They calling you like,
nigga,
yo.
Anything I do off balance to what the norm is, nigga, she is eating my food, nigga.
This nigga said. Milk carton for you?
My nigga. Not a milk carton, just like, yo, she different. She got like that spiciness to her voice when she talking. I'm like, yo, I be low key like attracted to that shit. I'm like, that. I be getting that way, but I'm nigga. She still talking to me like I'm 2 years. I'm like, yo, you got it. And I'm like, I'm at the point. I don't want to argue, so it's like that's another thing. Done. I'm like, I'm not trying to argue. You
yeah,
got it. You know, what be sucking about being in these type of situations with women, like. Especially when they know they got the advantage on you, they'll keep going. Yeah. And you be like, nigga, you got it. All right, you got it. All right, you got it.
Hey, it's still gonna
and
go
then you just
on.
Get quiet. So you're not gonna talk.
Like, yeah. Boy, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. See,
That's his mindset. He don't give a fuck.
Yo, cause no, at that point, yo, it's like, and this is something I tell one of my friends at the same time, like, yeah, I want to hear you out. I want to be understanding to you is also a way you go about saying
you want to hear him out. I want to communicate.
Nah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing.
But a part of communication is hearing what the other person got
to
say about
it. But you got to be open to what the other person got. It got to go both ways. Some women don't have that. They just, and I know a lot of men, we all talking like, yo, the one thing we could all say about all women, yo, and I guess it's not fair to say all women, they don't know how to hold themselves accountable for anything. They'll tell you everything fucked up. But the moment you tell them, then why the fuck are you with me then? It's always the same.
Oh, yeah.
I sound like you traumatized.
Nigga, I've lived a fucked up life for like the last 34 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've dated all type of women, bro. Again, it goes back to knowing what you want to deal with and what you don't want to deal with. Why I got so mad about you, what you
hold
last
on, hold on, hold on. Before you, I don't want to cut you off, but keep that point. So you see how he said what you want to deal with or what you don't want to deal with? Do you know in a woman what you want to deal with and what you don't want to deal with? Not physical aspect, like personality.
Because physical ain't always everything, bro. That's gonna change.
She looks going to go away. Your looks going to go away. My looks going to go away. We going to get older, nigga. But I'm talking about like, besides the looks, do you know what you want in a woman?
I pretty much do.
Yeah, like, give me five right now.
Somebody like honest, loyal, and what else? Always like be more understanding. You know, stick with me through good and bad times, and like. Just, you know, spend a lot of, you know, quality time together. Like,
a lot of quality time, huh?
Yes.
So what can you offer her? You want that from her. What can you offer her?
I do the same thing.
You do the same thing? Huh?
Exactly.
Can you be a leader to her?
Yeah.
How? You don't know what you want. You at McDonald's right now looking at the menu. Look at you just like, And it's not a bad thing, bro.
It is a bad thing. Wanna know why it's a bad thing?
Because
again, you gotta realize the most beautiful women are the most fucked up sometimes.
That is true.
I learned that slow build because again, doing music, that's all I was like you, nigga. It was like seafood, bro. It was they everywhere, bro. Like no. I just love Red Lobster. But yeah. So it was like, that's all you was looking for.
I thought it was committing
sin. Bro, there was no substance in that. A lot of them, bro, they so self, some of them, not saying all. A lot of these women are self-centered and they're into their own shit. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to bring some of them. Some of them are just looking for sponsors. And that's not all the way good either because you fit the bill of a sponsor. Because you have low self-esteem. You don't know what you want. But you got money, so
and they feel like
they can get over on you, and you gotta have that mindset of
that's why I'm protective of him. Like I want my man to settle down. And
you
get
in
him
the
a girl.
Worst area, bro. You are in New York, and nothing but sponsorship out here.
He downtown Brooklyn,
exactly, bro.
They say he got premium.
So
premium. Please stay premium out of yo. I told him go to Moe's. You know what it is? You gotta.
That's
go
how
to,
I met Shorty.
You gotta when you go there, you gotta talk to the like even if you not the ones that you see all the time. Start talking to the new ones. Like that's your safe haven. I noticed that because your whole family go there, so that's where that you bar. Feel most comfortable. Yeah. At.
Nah, most of them, so,
this nigga get discounts out that free drink.
I ain't got no discount out that
what
shit.
What I mean by that is that's his safe haven. It's good for him because it's right by his crib. Hold on. This is what I'm saying. It's good for him. Let me spit this.
I get what you're saying. I know what you're about to say.
No. The first that's his. It's by his crib. That's his little spot. They do events and shit there. So it's always a different fluctuate of crowds coming in, whether it be women.
It's his comfort zone.
He needs, in that comfort zone, he needs to start going out there like, how are you doing? My name is Milano. That should be his time to, let me go talk to this.
He does that, he has to figure himself out. That's part of taking care, nigga. I was you, bro. Like literally, I want to say 2 years ago, I looked exactly like you, bro. Except I had dreads, meaning like I was a little bit over. I was like out of shape. I did not care about my appearance and like that. My hair was crazy, my nigga. I
got look like that 2020 during the pandemic.
That's depression, my nigga.
Yeah,
I didn't give a fuck. At the end of the day, like I felt like my world was over because I lost my family, not my wife in a sense, but my family. Like, I wasn't seeing my kids every day, or like the shit that I built was not there, and it wasn't accessible to me no more.
That goes back to what I was saying, when you used to a routine, and you're not getting it no more, it fucks with you a little bit.
Because a lot of things, you want to hear something crazy? And I got a lot of y'all was around. You was around. You more or less. You was around, not necessarily, bro. A lot of people started feeling like, I was depressed because I lost her. Wasn't the case. It was always about my family. Because again, y'all, for the most part, every time y'all saw me, I had the two little gremlins with me.
That's a fact.
Every time y'all was like, "Oh, Matt, you coming out?" Nah, why? Because I'm chilling with the kids. I'm chilling with the family. The routine was, I wasn't BK Matt or Baby Does It for the most part. I was Matthew, family man, husband, but mostly a father.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that was my norm, and it's like I didn't even know how to be BK Matt, or I didn't even know how to be Baby Does It. Like, and that was scary because I haven't been that since 2012.
Mm.
So it was like, shit, who am I? You got to figure out who you are. And it's bigger than just you drinking or you on the hookah all the time. You got to figure out shit that make you happy. I had to figure that shit out. And that was a process.
What won't you tolerate from... What's a deal breaker for you when it comes to women?
You better not say looks.
Yeah, besides that.
Nah. Shit, damn. I don't even know.
That's what you gotta figure out, bro.
Yeah.
until you can figure that out, bro, it's gonna be a dub for everything. You just gonna be scrambling, bro. You ain't never and if you scrambling, shit like what happened between you and Banana Pudding is gonna always happen, my nigga. You literally went in there so clueless, you didn't see none of the signs that shorty liked you.
Yeah, cause you
she liked you. Yeah. She still was outside in a sense because she was dating.
Yeah, she was dating. But
you know the song Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open? She left the fucking door open for you. She left it open for you. And I'm going to correct myself because Gina might kill me, right? Yeah, it could be a sign that she wanted you to smash, but the ultimate sign was she trusted you. She was feeling you. She was coming to your comfort zone. She's coming to your comfort zone. That's not her comfort zone. Her comfort zone was you. And that's big. When a woman can trust you.
Nigga, she was coming to your crib to cook.
That's big, bro. You got to understand that's big. And you were just so flowing with everything else that did not matter. Mm. You lost sight of that. Because you sit there and you tell us, like, I want a relationship. And, hold on. You say you want a relationship, but part of being in a relationship is paying attention to small, minor details. I could tell you shit about Gina that Gina don't even realize I pay attention to.
And then until you bring it up and they be like, oh, I ain't think he was paying attention to
Bro, my biggest flex with Gina is she'll say things out of just a conversation. And I surprise her with whatever she said, not realizing she didn't know that she just said it. That shows one of three things. I listened. I gave a fuck, and I care about her being happy. You gotta have all of that, bro. You gotta sit there and say, do you really remember all the conversations you had with Shorty?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah, we gonna talk about that when we get off this air. But conversations, you remember? You still got all those conversations?
Yeah, I didn't delete. I still got her number.
No, we gonna talk about that when we get out of here. Hmm. Definitely, cause that just reminded me of something. But Matt, right though, like at the end of the day, bro. Don't get me wrong. You not always gonna have it, cause at the end of the day, we still figuring it out. I'm definitely still figuring it out. If anything, Matt the best in out of all three of us right now, nigga. So it's like,
exactly.
At the end of the day, like I'm still trying to figure it out, but I know specifically like certain things that I want, things that I don't want. Like Matt know he been through certain shit, so he like, nah, I don't want that. When you go through certain situations and trauma like Matt went through is like shit you see, you've been through it. You like, nah, I don't want that.
My trauma's not necessarily about the women that I did.
Nah, I never said women. I'm just saying stuff in general.
I'm going to tell you what my biggest trauma is, right? It don't stem from the girls that I've dated. It doesn't, like, my biggest heartbreak isn't my ex-wife, bro. It literally is, like, my childhood trauma is, I felt alone from the age of 7. I had to figure shit out on my own. I didn't have the help. I couldn't rely on anybody to, like, so it was like to be 7 years old and to grow up in Crown Heights and then get shipped off to Georgia and then it's like, yo, I'm in a whole new world and I have to figure it the fuck out. Then I come back, right? I come back and it's a whole nother new world because now I'm not in Crown Heights no more. I'm in Canarsie. So that's a whole different type of jungle.
That's a fact.
So it's like, yo, I don't trust nobody. And then on top of that, like, it's New York. Everybody has an agenda. So it's like, God damn. I'm gonna tell you what me and her talking about right now. Anyway, it's like, yo. My biggest fear has always been, it's not even a fear. I got used to it. It's being alone. And that anxiety gets the best of you. Because sometimes, again, that comfort zone being, like, you have somebody around.
You pissed off.
Who, huh? Nah, she.
It sounds like it. Keep she hearing that beeping.
COVID sperm or some shit like
what
that.
What the
fuck? Hey, yo.
I don't know, bro.
COVID is sperm. What?
Tell Gina pull up to the episode of the show.
We would definitely like to meet her.
Yeah, put on the show. Bring us, bring two legends. On episode, nah. Yeah, cause y'all come get some legend wings, huh? You can, and you can bring the kids.
So she'll definitely love legend wings. Yeah. The 25 wings.
She gonna love those wings going right to the back.
Where you go? I don't know how I'm the only person that don't ever get bubble guts. No, that ass. I don't ever get bubble guts.
You're not gonna
when it comes to wings.
I don't know. I'm not gonna sit up here and say legend wings give me bubble guts, but it's been
everybody.
It's been a time you've ate legend wings and that shit said, oh no, nigga. It's been a time. It doesn't have to happen all the time, but it's happened times. That shit hit you with the ooh wee. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, we got real party. What next Sunday.
Yeah. Right. What was I talking about? She going crazy right now.
Now you talking about something about COVID sperm, nigga? That's what the fuck you was talking about.
Wait, COVID sperm or COVID and sperm?
No, she's saying like the you know the fucking vaccine shit that we had to take.
Oh yeah,
So she's like. Something about, oh, it affects you in a sense, so it's like you probably got COVID sperm or something like that.
What the fuck? Is she hot?
Did she have COVID?
No. I don't, nigga, it's another conversation.
Oh, okay, gotcha, because like...
She's going off right now.
Nah, because when my sister...
Tell her we recording, nigga.
Because when both my sister and my brother, when they both had COVID and then they had to take the vaccine, they definitely had... effects because my sister when she got the vaccine her whole body felt like she got hit by a truck, like she couldn't, her feet was swelling and all that shit, and then my brother was like getting headaches and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know how y'all got it, but I for one never got COVID at all when that shit first hit. Basically, my family got COVID, and I, for one, didn't even get that shit.
So you still talking about sperm, nigga?
That's a wild...
That's the topic.
Two and a half bros at the dark.
Swear, right? With this nigga.
At the dark. Some COVID sperm.
COVID sperm.
I was on a roll, too. I had roll head, right pause. That was
hold on. Hold it down.
Hold on there, chief.
Nah, I had him thinking, like, he was like, yeah, this shit...
Nah, that's crazy.
Nah, that's a wild shit.
That's a crazy statement.
Somebody clip that. I would say,
So anytime this nigga talk shit.
Let me finish off my date. So when I took Shorty to Almeca, right? It was like real cool. Like it was like a few people there. Then we was talking, we was sharing a hookah and shit, and out of nowhere, Shorty kissed me. Like,
she kissed you
in the banana pudding. She kissed me.
Yeah, put your fucking phone away, nigga. Nah, we recording and right. You talking about COVID sperm. Right, nigga.
Nobody ain't going.
She got me thinking about this shit now. I'm about to research the shit.
Oh Lord.
Nah, y'all niggas must be smoking the same crack.
If you took the vaccine, would that shit affect your shit?
No.
Because when people had
COVID and they
Not actual COVID, nigga. I'm talking about the vaccine shit.
The shot, nigga.
The shot.
Oh, when I got it didn't affect. Only time it will affect if like you feel like a numbness in your arm.
Nigga,
that's
you not grasping what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Are we aliens or not?
Nigga, no.
Got the vaccine. That's what I'm saying. Do you think you got the vaccine? Do you feel like anything changed after you took the vaccine?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. Yo, she got me saying thinking about that shit. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm.
Bomb. Nigga, so all right, she kissed you. Nigga, that just proves my point. You said she kissed you. On the first date she kissed you?
Yes.
Bro, what? Jesus fucking. You gotta figure yourself out, bro.
He don't know how to put the right.
And you could probably still get it back.
Nah, he ain't getting it back.
I'm not getting it back. That's a done deal.
Why, she got another nigga?
Nigga, she posted a nigga. I think that same.
I even hit her up, and like after. Like
nigga, she deleted the nigga number. If she hit you with the hood, well, then again, it could be just her being petty.
Because they do that. And then if you got an iPhone, what you do? It does might be, and it says your name.
Yeah, so but that would be on her side. Like might be.
That's what I'm saying.
But not. Yeah. It don't do that all the time because it'll.
It does that when a random number picture like hits you up. You respond to it?
Yeah, because like when I hit up, like she didn't know who.
Oh, did you respond back when she said who this?
Yeah,
Nigga, you fucked up. You shouldn't have did that.
What she said? See, y'all started talking?
No, I just said who I was, and like after, like, I guess she definitely did delete my number after. I don't know when, but
it was like,
a
conversation.
What did she say? After you said it, oh, it's Rolo.
She said okay, and I was like, I figured you probably deleted my number because you didn't know,
huh? Mm-hmm. That was the wrong thing to say. But go ahead, keep going.
That's about it. Like,
that she didn't say nothing.
She didn't respond to that?
No.
Yeah, it's a dead issue.
Yeah, so I was like,
first of all, you were supposed to hit her with something sweet. You know, you was on my mind. You know, I just wanted to check up on you.
You know, you should have paid for her food, bro.
I did that before.
Because I didn't know that situation. So yeah. Now that I know everything,
he could have pulled it, it would have been pimp, bro.
Or you could have been like, you could have been like, instead of getting this,
don't come on smooth. They like that shit.
Instead of being like, yo, instead of paying for this little fool, why you don't let me take you out? Hit her with that. She ain't gonna turn out.
Nigga, did you even tell her you sorry 2004?
Yeah, my sorry for.
You didn't even apologize for going missing.
No, I didn't.
What you said?
You went up.
It's a long, like. I hit her with like the Larry paragraph.
So hit us with the short version. The short version. Not the
Larry paragraph. Yeah, I hit it with the Larry. I kind of hit it with
that
the Larry paragraph.
That nigga phone be on fire, bro. Word, not,
Larry be
that
like
nigga
that.
Be up there like this so much.
Word,
and that shit be
I think we're like Wookins.
I'm not saying necessarily about what Larry does. It's more or less like you shouldn't have did that. It's like you gotta be calm. Cause I ain't gonna hold you. I fuck her sometimes with it too.
Now, I was calm when, like, I knew exactly what I was going to say and was, like, I said it. And then, like, she was, like, she just want to be friends. Like, still hang out with me because she thinks I'm cool and all that. I'm like, what? I'm cool. I'm like, cool.
Yeah,
what?
That's payback. You friend-zoned her, so she friend-zoned you.
And she you was, like, she didn't want, she didn't, she definitely didn't want to, you know, rekindle things with me. So I was like, all right, bet.
So let me ask you a question. That shit that you pulled, what woman in this world you think that shit gonna fly with?
What shit did he pull?
That shit that
he has to know what he pulled. What did you pull?
Not hit her up. Well, like,
it's bigger than that.
Huh?
It's bigger than that. You not paying attention, bro. You gotta pay attention to who you're talking to, bro.
Yeah, you gotta learn your
like I said, it's more than just looks, bro.
You gotta learn your
chemistry
person.
Is more than just
looks, what made
looks,
her happy?
Bro.
Besides flowers and giving her shit.
Did he give her flowers?
Yeah. Flowers. Yeah. Besides
what
that,
made her happy,
what
bro?
What makes her happy?
I guess just talking to me.
I guess not the answer, bro.
Crazy,
that's not the answer, bro.
You wasn't ready for
this. This is what I'm saying. These are the things you gotta pay attention to. Yo, like, we give you game, bro. We like all of us, including Izzy. You gotta listen to it, bro. Just don't think you, bro. I learn shit every day, bro. You wanna know why me and Gina rock so much? Because
yeah, we know.
Me and Gina rock so much because she's teaching me shit.
That's a fact. When you get a good woman, it's going to help you.
You got to, like, yo, you're never, yo, and I've been, what the fuck?
I'm more
you got
COVID
like
70 spying.
Alarms off,
bro,
nigga.
I got kids, my nigga, it'd be like that. But, yeah, bro, like, I've bagged girls before. I've traveled and smashed. I've done all of that shit, bro. I've lived life. I'm still not exempt from learning shit, bro. Mm. I don't know everything. I don't know enough. It's not you're never too naive.
That's a fact.
To keep learning, bro.
I think you know what it is, Rolando here, but it's like he think like, you know, we just trying to downplay him. So
never
like,
that.
He hard, like my grandmother used to say, you're hard and you don't listen. It take for him to actually go through it, but it's
yeah,
like
that's
he
the
not
thing.
Going
he went
through
it and he still don't, I don't feel like he understands it. Like
I think he understands.
Like last week, I got mad at you because, like, yo, I felt like these are signs that anybody can get and can understand, right? They were obvious. Again, not necessarily, because it's not necessarily meaning, because Janelle and all
it's obvious to us.
It's obvious to us.
You can't really say that.
So it's not necessarily meaning.
But you
smashing.
Know you want to fuck, though.
It's, but it was, but again.
Even getting into the crib is an accomplishment.
Smashing is not about, like, it. To smash, it's all about the environment. Again, women know if they're gonna fuck you off rip. It's just all a matter about the situation, the environment.
They want to see a vibe, and
the vibe, bro. You she planted the seeds. It didn't necessarily mean that you had to fuck, bro. It
was just a matter of just came and cooked and left.
But it was just the scenery of the environment. She gave you your environment for you to control the atmosphere.
So you was talking to her every day. After she said she would cook for you and y'all had that conversation, you never brought it back up after that?
Maybe one time, and like just never happened.
Bro, she really liked you, bro.
And I like that too.
Granted, you was going through whatever personal. You got to deal with that first. It's understandable. Yeah. But you still, ain't even communicate. There's not even a check-in thing, because if you going through some shit, sometimes you don't want to be bothered. But at the same token, you knew when you found out that shit was going on, you should have reached out to her like, yo, I got some personal family issues that I got to deal with, so I got to take care of that. I'm not ignoring you. Like, you could have did it. You could have had, we going to speak about that off camera again. But you could have came up with something, bro. Like, when you found that out, you could have did anything. And then it wasn't like, what gets me tight about the situation and really has to say you fucked up, it wasn't like you wasn't using your phone, bro. You were still going on social media. Niggas like are still seeing you commenting. We see you report. So it's not like you was going through it to the point where you wasn't on your phone, bro. So you had ample time to just say, yo, I'm going through something. I just need my space. It's nothing with you. When I'm ready to talk about it, you could have did anything like that. You chose the thinking like she was going to be good with not hearing from you at all. There's certain women in this world that will stop fucking with a nigga if they don't hear from him that same day.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So what makes you think, nigga, in 2 weeks, I ain't even fuck you? We ain't even get that close to even have that type of... Only ever did was go out.
And that's why I told you, like...
You had no intimacy.
You didn't have no intimacy. There's no... All right. You got to realize sex ain't just sex. It's not just a nut, bro. It's energy. It's transferring energy, bro.
True.
Again, sex is not... It's not the end all be all. Sometimes it just is a nut. But sometimes, like, especially if you're courting, which you were doing, you were courting.
You were trying to...
Make her somebody important and valid in your life.
It wasn't like my mind frame, I guess. So you would say that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... But even with that, like, because even on that type of time, like, even when it's just a fuck, sometimes everything don't go your way that you wanted to go. So
my shit wasn't a fuck. I heard Seal.
You said what?
I heard Seal.
Seal. Oh, shit.
Yep.
So it's like
transfer of energy. She got me. I ain't going nowhere.
Snickers.
It's a fact.
Damn.
So yeah, at the same token, like, bro, like, it's nothing. And like I said, I'd rather talk to you about shit that I went through because I failed and a lot of shit. And sometimes it's not always gonna be you, because it could be her too.
Bro, I failed. I ultimately failed, bro. I was married, bro. Again, and I think it needs to be prefaced. I don't mention my marriage to like dog her or whatever. No, it's a learning experience. I'm the married information out of this group. So I know what went wrong in my shit. I know what I did wrong. I'm coaching you two niggas, so y'all niggas don't do what I did. Y'all don't lose yourself. That's crazy. And in all honesty, you don't even know who you are as a person yet. So before you can even try to even get in somebody else's mind frame, you got to figure out your own mind frame, bro. You got to figure out what you like, what makes you happy, your hobbies. You got to get healthy. That's mind, spirit, and body, bro. You got to get healthy, bro. You battling something, bro. And I can see it in your eyes, bro. You battling something. And I can see it clear because I'm going through it.
Bro, there be times I used to have to call Matt like 60 times just to get that nigga on. Bro, that ass, bro. There would be times I'd be getting on his case, nigga. Bro, like, yo, why ain't hearing from you, nigga?
Bro, my mom passed. That shit broke me, bro. I had 4 mother figures, bro. I lost all 4 of them in a 3 or 4 year span, bro. And then the one thing that I felt that I had that was norm, I lost that, which is my family. Nigga, I was broken. Nothing made sense no more. And again, I didn't trust nobody to even have that conversation. Remember I told you, like, my biggest thing was being alone? Yeah. Bro, I'm in a room full of love, bro. I know Lord fuck with me. I know Lord love me, bro. I know you love me. I know Janelle love me. Bostic, Wilkins, Panda, Britt, everybody, Dre, Tay, Pete, my brothers, my sisters. I got, bro, me and you have that one thing in common. We are a melting pot. We fit in everywhere. We have groups of friends everywhere. I could have all of that and still feel alone. Why? Because that's childhood trauma that I'm still healing from. That's nobody's burden but my own. You got to figure out your shit, bro. And you got to heal from that shit. Because you're no good to no female if you're not good. And you have to come to that conclusion, bro. You have to take time to yourself and really figure out, what does Rolando like? Who is Rolando?
Yeah, what's it? Like, if you was a wrestler, nigga, what's your persona, nigga? What is your gimmick?
Please don't say Mr. Hennon with the wee wee.
We here, this is with the wee wee. We slapping all you hoes. We coming out with the Henny.
This nigga
we
might get fired. This nigga man, fired.
Straight telling time. The boss to suck your DX, though.
Shit.
Yeah, what would be your gimmick, man? If you just. Oh, Rolando, think of yourself as a wrestler. Like, what would be your gimmick?
Yeah.
Probably Virgil. Probably Virgil.
Nah.
Virgil? Nah, fam.
I want him to come up with his own gimmick. Like, if you was to make yourself a wrestler, what kind of gimmick would you give yourself? You creating your own gimmick.
I would.
And then it's all going to tie into something. Huh? Give me a gimmick.
Hurry up, nigga. We got 7 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nigga. The fuck? Not all day? Just something quick.
Maybe something like a video game or some shit like that.
Yeah, so make it. Like, what though? Like, you going to be that cocky, no take nobody, no attitude from nobody type of, like, what do you, what, like, what, nigga? Like, what is your gimmick? Who are you if you was a wrestler? Like, you see The Rock, charismatic, witty, nigga got the punchlines, always ready to talk his shit. Like, he, you know, like, what are you? Who are you? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're a wrestling fan, so you should have had, like, if you get hired by WWE and they be like, well, Rolando, who are you, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
When you created a wrestler, what did you create back in the day?
Ooh, I used to maybe mostly guys be like brawlers type. Like, you know, like a Moxley, right, so, you
know, kick ass. Don't take no shit from nobody. Cold, like, stands his ground. You know, not afraid to say what's on his mind.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I definitely love to, like, say what's on my mind. Pretty much that's the second part. But I definitely love to always, like, say what's on my mind and stuff. And, you know, don't be kissing no ass, none of that shit. So that's pretty much me. So
then you take that, what you just said, and then use that as you for yourself in your regular life, nigga. Now just add on to that. Like, you, at the end of the day, we in a world where there's a bunch of people, Matt here, I'm here. But at the end of the day, you write your own story. It's cliche as it sounds. So you are in charge of what happens when you leave this motherfucker at 6 o'clock. Whatever happens, you play a part in that. You get to dictate what happens in your life, bro.
Yeah.
So you that character, I'm Rolando. I'm the nigga. I'm that nigga. I'm Pablo Escobar. at the end of the day, bro, like, you just gotta be happy.
I'm gonna give this nigga homework, bro. Go when you get home.
I just gave him homework. He better go home and come up with a fucking persona.
Not even next episode. Not even a persona, bro. Just write things that you like to do, bro. Like just.
I like to drink.
Like stuff that make smoke hookah. Stuff like that. Stuff that makes you, bro. Like I know.
Yeah. Besides the physical aspect, what makes you happy,
bro? Music makes me happy, bro.
That's a fact. Give me.
I literally like when I'm going through the worst shit, bro. I literally just sit down and listen to music, and I disappear in that, bro.
I would say besides. I love video games. I would say workout makes me happy too. I like to work out.
My nigga, you need to do that.
So why you don't do that when you depressed?
It's looking bad.
Yeah. I do pretty much.
Nah, you missed out on a few then, my boy.
I know.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
I just
body shaming, bro. But nah, you're going through depression, bro. You gotta.
Get out that with Shorty, because I guarantee you, you still, and it's expected, you still miss her.
A little bit, but not as much.
I miss Squirtle, too. It's cool.
What?
So it's like, yo.
What'd you say? Say that again?
Oh, we're going to the next episode. Word. We're going to the next episode. That's crazy.
What'd you just say?
Yeah. At the end of the day, like I said, it was a mutual thing. We still got 3 minutes, so it was a mutual thing between us. Yeah. But I'm not gonna sit up here and say I don't miss her as a person.
Let's dive into that.
Let's dive into the next episode.
I feel like we're reaching a breakthrough with you. Like,
I may not do.
So are you? I really wish you would admit certain things
about what, like relationship wise, me that, or just
that
me
you
in general.
Actually, saw something in that.
Yeah, what you talking about? I never not.
So
denied
that. Why did you let it go?
Exactly. Who said I let it go? It was something. It was things that happened, and it was both part way. It was. I've always said that. So it's so not like you, I just it? Said nah, bitch. I don't want to.
So
be
why didn't you fight for it?
You don't think I did that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Nigga, how would you know? You can't even figure yourself
out.
Why
are you so defensive?
I'm not saying that.
You're
I was just
defensive.
Saying
I think you gotta relax.
Nah, I gotta.
You're getting really defensive.
Honestly, I've done that. But at the same token, like, you can't fight for something that don't want to be there.
I don't think she didn't want to be there.
And that's the thing. When you from the outside, when you actually physically dealing with that situation, it's different.
Body language is everything, bro. Support is a big thing, bro.
That's a fact.
I'm just like, you gotta, like I said, yo, bro ain't alone in this shit, bro.
That's a fact.
We got ways about our shit, like, we gotta figure shit out too.
Right.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I'll be fucking up a lot when it comes to Gina. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I fucked up in a lot of situations with a lot of relationships, possible relationships dating. So I'm not sitting up here never saying I wasn't Mr. Perfect. Like, it was certain things that I've been through with women where they fucked up. They did the shit. They did the dirt. So, and then it was shit that I should have been better in. So I'm never just putting it all on them. Like, you know, it was them. Or it was just like, I just wanted the coochie and I'm out. Nah, because it was women that I've been with that I've seen things with. And it didn't turn out that way.
Oh, we're definitely going into the next episode.
Right,
I like that shit. Come on, let's go. Wrap this shit up.
So we gonna end the episode on that, guys. I am your favorite whole host, Lawrence, aka Mr. Hitter with the Wee Wee. We got BK Matt, aka I Gotta Chill here. And we got Roro McNasty here for 2.5 bros. We are out. I gotta pee real quick. Should we keep going to the next episode? Yeah, pass that man that water. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of 2.5 Bros. I am your favorite host, Lawrence, a.k.a. Mr. Hitter with the Wee Wee. And I'm joined here with my two brothers. We're going to start with the brother to the right of me today. Y'all know him as Rolando, a.k.a. the Escort Killer, a.k.a. Roro McNasty. How you doing, my guy?
Chiller.
You good today?
Yes.
Alright, he got his water. And then brother to the left.
Oh, I'm excited.
I bet you because
this is your episode. We reached the breakthrough. We are reaching the breakthrough.
Nah, this is shit that I spoke about. So, what's up, Matt? How the shop doing, man?
The shop is
shout out to the
open,
shop.
Bro.
Shout out to your sports.
We were live earlier.
See, I was on the train, so I ain't seen none of that. But what's up? What you want to talk about, man?
I mean, you kind of got Carl Thomas a little bit at the end of the episode. I'm not mad at it. I like this. I like this variation
this
of Lawrence.
This is the first
time.
Stop
getting defensive.
No, you're not listening.
I see it in your face.
No.
This is the first time you ever.
No.
You gotta relax.
Anyway.
Relax.
This nigga's crazy.
The first time we ever heard you.
This is the first time you've heard me like this. So I understand it's shocking to you, but this is what I say when I have conversations with Rolando about certain shit. Like I've been like this with Rolando and went in depth on situations with certain women
every single time,
and go over and I establish with him like, yo, this is what I fucked up at. And so it's not new to him. So it's like you saying that is just funny to me. Like,
nah, it's funny.
You just don't hear it.
Like, no, because you carry yourself like you don't give a fuck about it.
Nah, exactly.
Is that a defense mechanism?
Nah, you know what it is? It's just like you, like he said, like you said last episode, you deal with shit. You've been through shit. So certain shit, like now when I deal with, like say for instance, if I deal with somebody tomorrow, if they accusing me of some shit that I know I ain't do, I'm not gonna react to it. I'm gonna tell you I ain't do it. We gonna talk about it. But for me to work myself up and get myself mad over that, I'm not doing
it. But it's not about working yourself up.
I'm just saying, in that
situation that I was talking about when we, if we're gonna mention her name or whatever, but like in that situation, like again, I felt like there's times where I've lost Gina, bro.
Yeah,
and it's like. I felt real strong about the situation. So it's like it's hard. Like yeah, the Brooklyn nigga in me will be like, nah, I'm just play it to the right. I'm just out of sight, out of mind. I'm not gonna think about it. But if you out of sight, out of mind, but you still thinking about it, bro, that shit is strong, bro. The chemistry. You start really thinking about like, yo, bro, like, do I really wanna not have that person in my life no more, bro?
Nah, that's the, like, you know, because when you talk to like Matt said, when girls talk to you, they know if they want to fuck you or not. It's the same thing with men. A guy I know, like, yo, I want to make her a wife. I want to see where the things go. Or I just want to fuck. Perfect example.
Yo, that's
your
never
boy.
My mindset. Like, oh, I just want to fuck. I don't even.
Nah.
Yo, half the time, I don't even be thinking I'm going to. I just be like, it's just be like.
Nah,
I just
go with the flow.
Nah, the conversation.
You just got to go with
the
flow.
I know women tease, bro. And I know, like, sometimes they just see what they're going to get. Yeah, they're going to see if they're going to line you sometimes. So I don't trust that shit. So anybody can talk that freaky shit. And then, like, there's been plenty of girls that talk freaky shit. And then when you get them in that situation, they not freaky. They just basic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just lay there. Like, we not gonna pretend like you ain't never like had one of them girls be like, oh, I'm gonna suck your dick from the back, nigga. Da-da-da-da. Like, you be like, nigga, I'm trying to see what that feel like. She ain't sucking your dick, nigga. She just.
This shit is whack.
She just throwing spit on it. That's it. Like, nigga, what are you doing? This ain't no after school special. Do what you said you was gonna do.
Nigga said, hook a nigga up. You ain't irrational in this shit.
You get mad. You be like, yo, this is false advertisement. I'm suing.
Nigga says, I want my money back.
Nah, I'm playing. I don't be willing. I'm just saying, like, yo, I don't ever sit there and think, like, yo, off rip. Like, I want to see where the chemistry go. And if the chemistry go left or like it goes indifferent, I know where it's gonna go. So that's why I said, like, we talked about first dates in the last episode. First dates is like, important. Because really know the vibe and you see where it go. The fact that I was on the phone with, like, yo, before me and her even went on, like, it wasn't even really a date, but we call it our first date. Before the date, we were talking on the phone for, like, 8-9 hours. So for us to be in person and still have that fucking chemistry,
and that's
crazy.
Another thing, you got to communicate. You're communicating every day. Like, so that's... That's a big thing. Communication. Once you giving a girl that consistency,
yeah. Well, women like stability. Talking, bro.
Talk your motherfucking ear off, boy. You just seen those little folks. Like, I'm out the
That's what I said. You. I don't think you be paying attention. You wasn't paying attention to Butterscotch. I mean, what's the
Butterscotch, niggas.
You gotta start naming these women food, man.
Banana pudding.
Yeah, banana pudding. Like, you gotta, like, I don't. Do you even, like, I know I do this, right? Like, when certain things end, like, I sit back and reflect.
Yeah, I do that shit, too.
To see
on everything. If I think I was wrong, I still look at it like.
Yeah, but I think where I fuck up sometimes is, like, I'm like, all right, yo, because I know.
Like, you could have did this.
Yeah, different. I say, and sometimes I'm like, yo, am I really wrong? Am I a foul nigga? I be like, yo, you got to, sometimes, I'm like, I'll go to my sister, like, all right, yo, here's the situation. This happened. I did this, and that. Was I a foul nigga? You gotta have people that be like, yo, you fucked up, my nigga. You could have did this, and that. And you learn from that shit, you grow from that shit.
That's right.
So it's like,
and then this is what I tell him. This is why I tell him. This is why I sit here and talk with him. Like, we have the phone conversations. Like, if I'm dealing with somebody, I tell him about that. I tell him, yo, I did this, and this is what was the outcome of it. So this is where I fucked up at. This is where she did this, and she fucked up at that. So I've always had conversations with him, and it was always, it wasn't just to put my business out there. It was just a, yo, being a person that wants this, this is what you should be looking out for, not doing and shit like that. And it's just like,
yeah, that's the thing. I don't like, you know, sometimes you don't talk about certain shit to just like bash, or it's not, that's never the intention. It's like, yo, I want to learn, bro. Like, I want to know, like, yo, because we always have like this one view, this one vantage point, and it's from our own lens. So it's like, it's hard to see from another person's perspective. So you could think like you Gucci and Prada, and nigga, you just really Fila, my nigga. Like, it be like that sometimes. You gotta understand. Yeah.
You're gonna be Fila to a lot of people. Exactly. You're gonna be Prada to a lot of other people.
Exactly.
So the same, it could be two girls in this room right now. One of them might not look at you like that. She may say you ugly as shit. Then the next one would be like, you the handsomest nigga I've ever seen.
Bro,
so.
You got money. Bro, you got money. You gotta be honest. You gotta understand. But from the, like, back to you, bro, it's just like, I ain't gonna hold you. That was the first time you had it. You had somebody. I'm like, yo, she vibes.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a good look. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, you fucked it up for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Me? Nah, I wouldn't say that.
I'm joking, my nigga.
Nah, I get what you're saying, but it was just like I said, that's why I said it's a mutual thing. So it wasn't just like me, and it just wasn't her. So it was a, we both played a part in the...
So, all right, I'm going to ask you a real question, even though I know you feel kind of uncomfortable even diving into this conversation. If the opportunity presents where, like, she would be like, oh, like, I want to work this out. Like, are you man enough to sit there and say, like, yo, you really was feeling her like that and you would want to embark on that?
That would be a conversation, but she know how I feel.
No, I'm asking you.
What you said.
Like... You have a yeah, problem sometimes. Nigga, like, no. Yo, I really, really was feeling high, and I really feel like we could have went further.
Nigga,
like,
no, I don't have no problem telling nobody that. I'm, one thing about me, all
right,
when it comes to women.
I'm asking you that right now. And is I that say, how you feel?
What would you say?
About Shorty.
Nah, we would have to have a conversation about that.
I'm not now, talking about the conversation.
Now,
I'm talking
no,
about
he's asking,
you
feel, he asking,
bro. Just, stop beating around it. Answer
I,
the question.
I just said no like 60
so you
times,
would not, you don't feel for her like that.
Right now,
you wouldn't
want
to get back.
I haven't spoke to her. I haven't. We don't talk at all. So
but I'm, just because y'all don't talk, don't mean that she's still a different person, bro. She's the same person.
Nah, People. When you away from somebody, shit changes. You go through shit. You deal with other obstacles and certain situations.
In other words,
so, I wouldn't just jump into that. Like, that would have to be a conversation.
No, I'm not saying jump into
that. Nah, I get it.
You and your feelings.
Yeah, I don't have. I would never have no problems expressing my feelings on how I feel to anybody. So, let's get that clear. I'm straightforward. When it comes to me talking to women, I'm always straightforward. I could be.
Did
that,
you love her?
No.
You didn't love her at all?
No, nigga. It wasn't even talking for that long to do that.
I'm just asking a question.
Nah. That to me, love is like a strong thing. That's so fine. When you
it'll take over your mind.
So it's like, nah, hell no. It wasn't at that point. And I'm not saying it couldn't have got to that point because it could have. You know, I seen her as, you know, something good. But
when was the last time you was in love, my nigga?
My last ex, I would say.
That does not help. You have a lot of exes, my nigga.
Don't we all?
Nah.
My last relationship, my ex, that was it. That was the last time.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We're gonna talk about it.
Oh, I can't say it. Nah. Somebody gonna hear it.
Yeah.
She got a nickname?
No, I never gave her.
I've never seen this one. Then.
Nah, you nigga, you don't come around. So how you?
I think
yo,
you
it's
talk
funny.
To her
you know, the... you know what's so funny? You probably did on the phone or seen on FaceTime. But you know what's so funny about Matt? He keeps saying like, "Oh, I never see," or like, "I don't remember this," because he never around. So, but then he make it
of everything, and he gonna sit there and say like, "I'm not supposed to know what you like, nigga." You like,
all right. So let's not get it twisted here. Right. I love my black queens. But he Matt makes it seem like I only date Spanish with my
yes.
You're lying, bro.
My ex, one of my exes is Jamaican.
That don't mean dick, bro.
Wait, what was Jamaican?
Is it the nigga, first of all, she came to bring you food that you
oh, ordered. That one. That
was fire, but she fucked that up.
Was you in love with that one?
You gotta take no. yourself, you gotta hold yourself accountable for that one.
No, no, yeah, she yeah. fucked up.
I hold myself accountable too. I should never went through shorty phone, but.
Excuse me? If we, let me tell you something. If you sitting here telling me we planning the future and you asking me my 5-year goal.
That was personal to you?
What you talking about? She no, meaning like she wanted to know what I was doing with my future, or she wasn't. That was it. Like she wanted the serious conversation. It was to the point where my daily routines was like 2 days at her crib and then the rest at mine. And then during the week, you know, we would still see each other because she'd be outside and shit. So it was like the routine.
Her food was
shit,
good though.
That shit was fire, nigga. She had her own catering business, so I'm getting all that shit. So, but it was like, at the same token, say it wasn't like I was just maliciously like, yo, let me go through your shit.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. You gotta hold yourself accountable.
That time you had her come for Janelle's birthday, and that was like the last time I saw her.
It wasn't even supposed to be her coming to Janelle's birthday. She lives like 2 blocks over from Janelle's, where Janelle's birthday was at. And I didn't think she was going to come outside. So it was like, you already outside because she came from someplace else. I was like, you know, being that this is my girl, I'm not going to tell my girl not to come and see me.
You was in love with her?
No, nigga. I just said we wasn't even together for that long.
Just ask a question. Because relax. And I don't know how long you be with these bitches, bro.
Hold on. Now you sound like you getting
defensive. They come and they go. They come and they go.
You keep them. I just said it was, nigga. I don't know how long you be with them.
It's because I just answered that.
So your baby mother is your longest relationship, I'm guessing.
My daughter's mother. I think that's so ghetto to say just baby mother.
I hate this nigga.
My daughter's mother.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my longest. That was like 6 or some change.
All right, then.
Like, that was like, ooh, yeah, 6 or some change.
It's a big money, man. So, bro, you ready for that? No, you're not.
That was almost 7 years.
Figure it out, bro. You got to figure this shit out. The moral of these 2 episodes is you got to figure out Rolando. Lord, what exactly do you want in women, bro? Like, in a woman? Yes, yeah. Granted, it has to be Spanish. We got that.
Right. Would you ever stick with one? Spanish. Would you ever stick with one? Just one person?
See, I didn't do that. That's what he did. You said he know you better than I do. Clearly, so y'all told
apparently
him
so
you a hoe. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
Man,
so
you don't want a relationship.
So I don't want no relationship, nigga. You think I just wake up every day to be like you? I just want to fuck bitches. You don't think at some point I want to settle down? Let me explain something to you. No, it's sad.
You asked him a question. Let me answer.
Oh.
You asked him a question.
No,
do you think he wants to, he just wakes up every day wanting to be a hoe?
I
genuinely think he does.
Yeah. Because you don't want to stick with one person.
All right.
You
so
don't.
This goes to show that niggas on this podcast don't listen. Because I just said, it's certain situations. No, not you. Oh, he getting defensive again.
Yeah. Nah,
this is what I mean by that saying is, you just heard me say like it was a mutual split, so it's not like it's not.
Every,
no, I'm talking about. All right, so let's get it clear. I spoke about Jamaica on the podcast. This bitch was doing
why
her dirt because she was doing her dirt.
You didn't like when I said baby mother, but you gonna call a girl a bitch?
All right, so you got it right. You only a bitch because I don't remember your name. Like stop. But it like that situation, she was doing her dirt, and I found out. So I left, nigga. So it's not like to say I wouldn't have stayed with her. So you that asked that question.
I
kind
of think I remember.
It kind that is irrelevant. Like it's not. You make it seem as not never to say like you know I just want to get with a girl, do whatever I want to do and toss them away. Nah,
yeah, you got to.
Because I give them.
You gotta
the time frame of the getting to know. We got to see where it goes. We dating. We going out places. We spending time together.
Yeah, you got a streak.
And then
for,
it goes
for legends.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. What? What?
No,
every fucking viewer party.
No, it's not.
No.
This nigga here, boy. Because there's a, what was it? When I was in a relationship, she was coming with me most of the time to Legends.
Who?
When I said when I was, you stop asking who, because you don't know. You don't be around, so don't say who,
the
nigga.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar.
Yeah.
Who we are, pimping all over the Bronx.
Oh, nah. Bronx is out the question. It's all over. It's Brooklyn, Queens.
Nigga, I say who because, again, you have a streak.
No. They don't you return. Act like every...
They don't return after the first show.
Exactly.
That's cap.
That's not.
Because she would have came... she was...
Who's she?
Squirtle would have came. She would have... She just had school. Like, she's trying to, you know, doctor shit.
So how many times she went to Legends?
What was it?
I would say like at least
4 times. Nigga, it was to the point where Mr. Black was like, oh, 4 times, you back again. Nigga, she came plenty of times.
You don't think that that's like...
Nah, that's because...
That don't rub you the wrong way that everybody do that?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Mr. Hit him with the...
I don't give a fuck because...
That's the problem.
It's not a problem.
You have trauma, my
no,
guy.
No, I don't have...
You do? Why don't you...
Everybody got trauma, so
yeah,
I'm not going to say that.
Why don't you give a fuck, bro?
Because...
Are you incapable of being hurt?
I wouldn't say that. I've been hurt before.
When was the last time you was hurt? And what was the capacity of this hurtness? I'm not being a smartass.
I'm trying
inquired.
To think
I
about
know.
It.
See, if you got it, bro, I can
think. My hurt came from, you know, the Squirtle situation.
You was hurt by that?
What?
Yeah.
My nigga, you dead just said you wasn't in,
no.
that you didn't love her like that.
You don't have, first of all, you don't have
How do you
to
get
love
hurt from
person.
Somebody that you don't have an emotional attachment to?
I didn't say I have emotional attachment. You, first of all, you're switching it up because you asked about love. You never said any emotional.
Love is not emotion.
But that's not the only emotion. So, I could like you, that's an emotion.
But like,
I could care about
so
you, that's an emotion.
So liking can hurt you?
No.
Liking somebody can hurt you?
No. Nah. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Duh. Apparently, if you...
Lo was in love.
No. Nigga, it's been plenty of girls that he liked that hurt him.
I liked, but I wasn't in love.
But
so
they hurt him.
Banana pudding, you kind of loved.
Did you?
He did.
Be honest, bro.
He did.
You're bugging.
My
if
nigga,
you did.
He's been
but,
Carl Thomas emotional for the last 3 months. Are you serious right now? You think she listened to the show?
No,
nah,
she follows
the page, but
that's cap. She ain't never supported a day in her life.
Yeah,
relax. Yo, we gonna call a spade, bro. Cause at the end of the day,
I think we scared her off too.
No, fuck no.
We could have.
All she wanted was free shit.
That's a fact. But
so it's like anybody I
you
ever
think she
brought,
knew was talking about her though. When we say banana pudding?
Probably, cause you know, probably him saying
you,
that shit.
You
he
told
probably
her?
Went back and told
what
her. You told her her name yeah. was banana pudding.
No, I never told her.
She, are you, to your knowledge, do you know if she ever listened to the show?
He don't know, but I know she don't. She
nah.
never supported
Y'all me. Never talked about none of it. I got cursed out a couple times.
Have you sent her the like?
Yeah, I sent her like the link from when we first started.
I don't think we put any clips up about banana pudding.
Yeah, but
no.
It's clips of us talking to him. She's liked, I've seen her like a post that we've done.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's never been clips about her.
Nah.
So,
cause when I first told her that I do a podcast, like I sent her the page and she like looked at the link.
It's incriminating as hell.
What?
Him on the page. It is. I'm just saying it is.
Now she did ask me about no lie. She did ask me about the first episode. The very first episode.
What, me on it? Or?
No,
oh, nah,
when we first started.
Talking about him losing his virginity ooh, and shit.
Yeah.
So that, you remember that now.
I mean, I had the conversation about my virginity too. That didn't go well.
Did she
you don't remember that situation?
Well, mine's or his?
His.
Of course I do. We got the video.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Who gave you the
no. I have the video.
No, we don't.
Okay, I don't have the video.
The fuck? What's wrong with this nigga?
Plausible deniability? I got
no,
relax.
We don't got no video.
Yeah,
got
no.
This is his video right here in this nigga's head and in my head.
I can show you.
No! Oh, what's wrong with this nigga, son? What's good with this nigga?
I don't know. Like,
he got a picture of your shish kebab or something over there we need to talk about?
You gotta relax.
Oh.
Yeah,
you gotta relax.
Said the person that told us last episode he got Rolando head.
That's not what I said.
Somebody clip that from last episode. Because when he talking shit, I'm going to post that.
Oh, Lord.
Every time. That's gonna be.
Nah, I definitely told her about the first episode. And like.
Hold up. Willingly? Or she heard it and said something to you about it?
I think she willingly heard it. And then like she asked me. A few questions about it though.
Yo, she had to like really search to get to the first episode.
Oh, I ain't gonna front. Usually, like even with Squirtle, when I explained the podcast to her, I've sent her episode one. I don't send the recent episode. I want you to listen to the first episode so you know what the fuck you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. So my first episode fucked me up all the way. Shit. No, it wasn't the first. I think it was the second or the third one.
Mm.
It was second or third.
So it's like, yeah, but that's what anybody, like, if I'm trying to establish something with
you. Can't be domesticated and do this show. Nah, I'm playing. Nah, she supports. She cool. She good.
You are a representation of us.
You are not going to let that go.
Nope. Nope.
I ain't going to hold you. She fucked me up in the head with that one. I was like, what? Wait. And then I looked at Wilkins. Wilkins said, she's right. I'm like, this nigga.
She ain't lying, though.
Have my back, nigga. Have my back. Nah, she right, I guess.
Yeah, because when they see this, they looking at you. You talking about her. So
they don't know it's her?
Yeah.
Only certain people know who Gina really is. That's a crazy thing.
I forgot what paper you brought her to Legends. You
brought her to a pay-per-view?
It wasn't intentional. Dre wanted to talk to me about something, and Wilkins wanted to talk to me about 2.5 Bros.
Yeah.
So me and her was supposed to be our first date. We were supposed to go somewhere.
Oh, so you went to Legends on your first date?
That's not the first date. We talked and agreed. That was not the first date.
Oh yeah, so I'm gonna do the same shit too. Next person I bring to Legends, I'm gonna I don't wanna hear that shit.
You got the street. You gotta keep the street. Alive, we got a viewer party next Sunday, and it's
there's one.
Yeah,
your birthday.
It's on your birthday, yeah. So
I have to work crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. So she was talking about fucking cars.
But damn, yeah, bro, like
fucking got my
man.
What? Mm-mm. That's not the first date. I told you what the first date was. She'll tell you the same shit. That's the first date. Yeah,
that conversation in the car.
Did you eat some Legend wings when you were there?
I definitely did. I definitely ate some Legend wings.
Date.
I ain't get a 2.5 Bros drink, though. I had a Heineken.
Fuck you too, nigga. They got a Your Sports one there too. Why you ain't get that?
It wasn't on the menu.
Yes, it is. You got Expert.
It wasn't?
Because all of the
it was AEW. You know AEW don't get no love.
Nah, that should be packed. Sometimes they just be fighting for like. I be feeling like they kidnapping me.
Oh yeah, it was Forbidden Door.
Shit, it was that pay per view that ended at like 12:30 in the morning.
Out. That was like all out.
Nah, boy,
they were in
like,
London.
What the?
Yeah, that
fuck?
Was that was Forbidden Door. That was in London.
Forbidden Door was in London.
London, yeah.
No, they had two shows in London, didn't they?
That yeah, it was Forbidden Door, and they had All In like the next week.
Yeah, we had one. I forgot which one it was.
Yeah, you went to. I think it was Forbidden Door. Cause Forbidden Door was the first one.
Yeah, because All In, where the fuck was I?
All In was like maybe in like L.A. or something like that. Because that was like 2 weeks. After
it was MJF versus
Samoa Joe.
Oh yeah, I was there, but
it wasn't
left early.
Samoa Joe,
it was
Adam Cole wasn't. No,
yeah, Adam Cole was at Forbidden Door.
Adam Cole helped him out. I forgot who he fought. It might have been Adam Cole. He fought Adam Cole.
Yeah, because he fought Samoa. He fought
titles early in the day, and then
they fought Ozzy Open. Well, Ospreay's Ospreay's group, and then they had the main event. MJF and Cole, and then like,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Mm. But I did find out on Instagram like the next Forbidden Door is gonna be at Arthur Ashe in June.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy. I think they could hold up to like 14,000 people. Shit,
you going?
I might. I missed the last.
Really, what's this? Nigga? Really? This nigga's a hoe.
Wait, what happened?
First of all, let me explain something.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to know. I'm good.
What are you talking about?
I'm good.
That's just a, it's just a, they trying to get me to sign up. What are you talking about? Calm down, buddy. Calm down, buddy.
Shit crazy. So you know what your assignment is?
Yes.
What's your assignment?
Oh, see, come up with a.
That's his assignment for you. What's your main assignment? What do you got to do?
Oh, figure out who I am and shit. So,
who you are? What makes you happy? What do you want to accomplish? Like, give yourself goals, bro. Like, you used to, like, yo. I remember this nigga Ro used to have, like, the fly shit on. Like,
where? My son used to be. Son, you changed, bro.
Now this nigga outside in
Florida. You changed. You hurting me, son. You out here with these, looking like you're about to go paint somebody's lawn or something.
Oh.
Like, what's up, man? You used to have the fits with me. Now it's just, I'm lonely. Like, what you doing?
What?
Pause.
Like, what you doing? Like, you come outside. Like, I understand. You work today?
That is crazy.
I was, but I had to call out. I had to come here.
You got to do better than that.
So, what's up with you, son? You come into the city. Where, when you talk to a girl, you don't think they look at what you got on?
I want
to
apologize.
Honestly speaking, no, this is real shit, bro. You don't think women look at what you wear? It's sad to say, but you don't think women look at what you wear? Because it's for the other way around. Niggas do. Yeah, some niggas, they'll just stick their dick in anything. But niggas is going to look at, like, what shorty got on before they
talk
to
her. And what she looks like.
Yeah, so you don't think women do the same?
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Yeah, so you want a girl. What you think? Like, I know I'm not saying, like, your style ain't going to attract who, because it's people with more crazier styles than us that be, you know, on some shit. So it's like, how the fuck, like, you doing a podcast. I'm not saying every episode come flea, because, you know, Matt just got on regular sweatpants and regular shirt. Nigga, sometimes I come in regular shirt, just regular shit. But it's like, damn, nigga, like, you used to want to be out here looking like Pimp Daddy. Now you just like, yo, all right, let me get up and do this shit today. Exactly. What changed, my guy? You just say you don't give a fuck, you're getting older?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your assignment?
My assignment is to make it through the rest of the week so I could go die on my birthday. When I mean that, I mean, like, get lit. Sure, I'm drinking. It's over. Turning up.
No, I don't think that's what Matt talk about.
Why are you like this?
I'm worried about right now is my birthday, bro. Yo. That's it. That's the only mode I'm in.
Ask you
to
do something.
What you want me to do?
Well, don't get mad about what I'm about to ask you.
Don't do it because this is something we already established off this airway. I don't give a fuck about who's listening to it, nigga. If I said some shit, don't speak on it.
You just don't want a certain
That's it.
So you're not gonna do what I asked you to do?
What you want?
I think you should ask her to come to your birthday for her.
You said what?
I think you should ask her to come out.
No, that way he ain't gonna do that.
Chief, you got me there. I'm about to turn this episode and my birthday have been done passed already. It's over for that.
Fucked up, sir.
Yeah, let me ask Bernard Porter if she want to pull up there.
No.
That's
no.
Let that go.
Over for that, bro. You might as well delete her number out your phone, too. Take her off of social media. It's over, bro. Let that go. Mm-mm. But nah, I'm not. You know what's funny? Because that popped into my head, but I'm like, nah, it's not even worth it.
That
right
popped me in your head for how long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I was getting ready, nigga.
She couldn't even get six.
<That's crazy. laughs> Ladies and gentlemen, from here, us at 2.5 Bros, we want to thank everybody that listens to the podcast, you know, give your feedback, you know, let us know what you think about it. We appreciate you guys for listening. We do this, you know, so we just joke around, have fun, tell our life stories, you know. Thank you, everybody that listens, from BK Matt, from Mr. Rolando McNasty, and for me, your host. We out.
Peace.
That would be good on time.
Yeah.
I have to get on my phone. I have to get on my car shit.
All right, next time, we're going to have to tell Wilkins to give us
Nah, you gotta come. And then on top of that, the episode's supposed to go up today. Every time I look, I can't. The shit not dead. Like, I'm thinking the shit gonna be there in the morning.
I'm saying he should let us, one of us, take over the page.
Nah, that's a lot.
I don't think so. Let's see what this girl sent me.